they've got to be drinking more American booze in L.A. than we are in Canada. If you recall, last March, when we were in the thick of the beginning of these tariffs, the boss of Jack Daniel's maker, Brown-Forman Lawson Whiting, indicated that Canada being only 1% of their company's total sales wouldn't hit the company hard. Now, that same company is reporting that its sales in Canada have dropped nearly 60%. That big loss is a squeeze various American exporters of alcohol are feeling, with so many Canadians turning away from buying alcohol from America and sellers stocking less or no U.S. liquor on their shelves. So we thought we'd get a local seller, brewer, and Saskatchewan business owner on the line to react to this information. Sean Moen has been on this program plenty of times. He is, of course, the CEO of Nine Mile Legacy Brewing Company and first vice chair of the Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce. And Sean, first, welcome back to the Evan Bray Show. I would like to think that local brewers are giddy with this news, but I know it's a bit more complicated than that. What's your reaction?
Yeah, good morning, Tara. Good morning, everyone. Very pleased to be joining the show on this topic. I think giddy's not a word I would use. There's very little positive about this trade dispute, as I think we all feel quite personally. Maybe the only positive piece is it's caused a renewed focus on the part of Canadians to think about what sort of economy are we creating and what sort of economy do we want to support. But as a result of the Trump tariffs, we've seen significant, on both sides of the border, significant job impacts. 1.4 million American jobs are tied to Canadian exports, and 2.3 million Canadian jobs are tied to American exports. There's a lot of people that are caught in the middle of this thing. So I think I'm giddy for the prospect that at some point this trade war will be over. And we'll just talk about, renewed relationships with our neighbor to the south. But, I think that it is an opportunity to think a little bit more about the sorts of products that you're buying and the sorts of economy that you want to invest in and want to grow. And I have enjoyed that part of it, that the conversations are different around the province.
Have you seen sales go up for your brewing company since people have maybe stepped away from some American products?
The wild thing about our industry is it's never a one-issue industry. Mm. Alongside the trade dispute and disruption, I mean, we've got discretionary spending being compressed. We've got a renewed focus on the health impacts of alcohol. We've got different demographic approaches to alcohol, with some younger demographics not drinking at the same per capita rate as others. Mm. These are all largely, there's a lot of good changes in this. There's a lot of culture that's changing around alcohol consumption, but it's really tough for me to point to one single piece as being part of the puzzle. So we've seen growth, but we've been growing over the last few years despite the pandemic. And the big issue that continues to be at play for our industry, though, is aluminum cans. We still get a pile of aluminum cans from the States. They get, and the Americans get a lot of raw aluminum from Quebec. And so that gets hit with a tariff.
Yeah, 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum.
Totally. And that goes right into the cans. And we've been working at diversifying our suppliers. I'm not embarrassed to say that in March I got out my personal credit card and my business partner and I filled our brewery full of cans to get ahead of this issue.
Wow.
So this is a very real issue. I know it's very real for steel workers as well in Canada. Mm-hmm. And that's where we need to see some progress. And I was a bit giddy at seeing that there might be some progress around that last week with our federal government in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, we had the Ottawa Bureau Chief for the Globe and Mail, Robert Fife, on this morning, and he said his gut is telling him, and I tend to trust his gut because he's been in this business for a very long time. His gut is telling him that we are very close to a deal, but it won't necessarily be one that all Canadians are happy with. What are you hoping to hear out of Washington this week or potentially in the days to come with a deal in the works?
Well, I don't think any of us can wait with bated breath on anything that's announced with Washington, because it can change tomorrow.
So true.
And, I think that we have to get used to a new way of doing business in the international trade world. And, agreements like NAFTA was when I was studying law with CUSMA, and whatever comes after that, they're going to be a bit more transactional than relational as they had been in the past. And so we need to develop resiliency as people. We need to develop an ability to just navigate through uncertainty without the constant of real firm trade rules. And that applies on the macro level and the micro level. You know, it's going to be a bit of a rough and tumble world for the next few years, and we just have to get used to that and get ready.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Sean Moen, a friend of this program, been here many times. He's the CEO of Nine Mile Legacy Brewing Company and the first vice chair of Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce. And Sean, you spoke earlier about looking at ways for your own brewing business of sort of diversifying things. Mm-hmm. What have been some of the challenges that you face, but also where have you found success in how you've been trying to change the way that you do business?
I might replace the word success with some hope, Tamara, if that's okay, and riff on that for a moment.
Absolutely. I think, we love hope.
Yeah, the hopeful piece, and this is part of my role with the Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce. There are piles and piles of good people on both sides of the border that are working for good solutions around these issues. I would suggest there's a handful that are causing lots of disruption, and we all know who they are. But our chamber has directly engaged with chambers from across the United States, not just blue states, red states, that understand the value of this trading relationship. And everybody's working hard to make sure that there's a minimal impact. Not to say that that's going to be the outcome, but we forget, right? The news cycle often broadcasts the most inflammatory personalities and the bad stories. But behind the scenes, there's piles of good work where people are trying to get great outcomes and minimize harm. And I just want to communicate that to your listeners. I'm seeing that firsthand. I feel hopeful. I feel optimistic. And I'm ready to rock through this perhaps uncertain pathway.
What an excellent point to end on, Sean. And I will find a place in this show to play that clip again, because I absolutely love that. It is so easy when we listen to clip after clip from Ontario Premier Doug Ford talking about, let's hit him back where it hurts, let's do this. It's very easy to anonymize our friends south of the border. Yeah. Well, there's one person in particular there I don't consider a friend these days. But you as a business person on the ground, you are dealing with people who are in your shoes, just a border standing between us, and everyone's trying to figure this out. So I really appreciate those sentiments, Sean, and your time today. And I'll just say it for you. I'm happy that hopefully you guys are getting a little bit more of the alcohol sales, because Jack Daniels is not.
Tamara, there's always good local beer, and Saskatchewan's one of the best places to enjoy it.
There you go.
Take comfort in that, too.
Wonderful. Sean Moen, thanks for your time. He is, of course, the CEO of Nine Mile Legacy Brewing Company and first vice chair of Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce. Bye, local people. All right, coming up after the break, a somber milestone for a really interesting project that has paid tribute to our lost soldiers in this country. That's coming up here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.